Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
Let's talk about 8 different disease processes that have a very, very common factor that's involved with them. Okay, number 1, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, diabetes. Basically, we'll put that in one idea, one thought. Those conditions have a common denominator with this other item that we're going to talk about. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, number 3, obesity, number 4, depression, number 5, autoimmune diseases, number 6, number 7, neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, things like that. Osteoporosis being number 8, but let's add in another one. Let's put a 9th condition in there. Immunosenescence, basically the progressive decline in immune system function with age. So the common denominator that we want to talk about that's common to all of these disease processes is, ready for this, inflammation. Inflammation is the main driver of these types of problems. So chronic inflammation triggers these problems often. Their inflammation is common amongst all of those illnesses. And this is according to the National Institutes of Health. 67% of the world's population, that's 3 out of every 5 people, will die from a disease related to chronic inflammation. So it's a big, big deal. Most doctors don't even test for it. That's very, very sad, of course, because inflammation is a driving force behind almost every chronic condition that you can think of, including multiple sclerosis, heart disease, and cancer, right? The dreadful things. So I want everyone to know that there are a few simple tests that you can do that will definitely help out a lot as far as trying to level the inflammation playing field and your overall health to improve it. So chronic inflammation is that silent condition that's associated with every serious medical condition on the planet. Chronic systemic inflammation is not like the typical acute inflammation that one can easily identify with pain and sometimes swelling. Chronic inflammation is most commonly a silent illness that slowly destroys your health. Again, consider most doctors don't test for chronic inflammation. You may not even realize that you suffer from it. So some signs of inflammation can turn up in blood over years or decades before suffering one of the above illnesses that we just described. So on the flip side, we know that reducing inflammation can in fact improve clinical outcomes of the above disease processes. The dangers of inflammation are vast, and basically looking at the deepest aspect of this, it's the utmost importance for your health. Inflammation is a big deal. So how do we test for inflammation? So 3 blood tests, there is actually quite a few more, but we'll talk about 3, maybe more. C-reactive protein, CRP, is something that you can ask your doctor to do to see where that's at. And then with high sensitivity for cardiovascular, it's a protein, inflammatory protein that's produced by your liver, and it tends to rise in response to inflammation. Erythrocyte sedimentation rate, or ESR, is another one. This test measures how quickly red blood cells settle into the bottom of the test tube. And I like to see ESR below 15. The 3rd test that you can ask for is fibrinogen. Excuse me. These are all blood tests, by the way. Fibrinogen is clotting factors that are produced or made in your liver. And fibrinogen, when it's high, it tends to be actually one of the trifecta, the ones that we like to do would be homocysteine is another blood test for inflammation. Homocysteine is high, C-reactive protein is high, and fibrinogen are high. I say that that's the trifecta that really puts you at dramatic risk for heart disease. So we want those to know about those things and then begin to work on reducing them. So fibrinogen, clotting factors. There's some additional lab tests that can be done, myeloperoxidase, MPO, interleukin-6, tumor necrosis factor would be another one, red blood cell distribution, RDW, and the optimal range is 11.5 to 14.4. That'd be great. Uric acid, we want that to be below 5.5. So potential causes of chronic inflammation, chronic infections, physical inactivity, so you have to move your body more, obesity, gut dysbiosis. We talk about that type, that particular problem all the time. Low nutrient dense diet. So looking at your diet is another important factor that plays a role in all of this. Chronic stress. Who doesn't have stress out there? But chronic stress, not good. Disturbed sleep or having insomnia, a big problem that can create and promote chronic inflammation. And environmental toxins, chemicals, heavy metals, mycotoxins, which are the toxins that come from yeast infections and things of that sort. So kind of a big deal with this. These are factors that you really, really should look at and then therefore try to reduce them. How would you reduce them? If we look at some causes that we just talked about, it tends to become a bit obvious what you can do from a lifestyle perspective. And what would that be? Certainly from the point of chronic infection, certainly doing the right type of testing to determine if you have some of these chronic infections. And some of them are stealth pathogens that are within your bloodstream that doctors typically don't test for. So such as Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, things like that. And need to first off discover if you have them, discover if you have some of these inflammatory markers in your blood, and then do something about it. So we'd want to get rid of those infections, obviously. What about physical activity? That's kind of an obvious one and an easy one, that if you just start moving your body, can make a pretty major difference in inflammation, just because just the physical activity starts to push out some of that chronic inflammation. Obesity is an obvious one, and obesity, obviously you need to address your diet, you definitely need to address sleep and exercise and things that would tend to stimulate fat holding on to body fat. So for instance, high levels of cortisol and adrenaline from chronic stress can, and those hormones are fat storing. Excess estrogen, ladies, that's also a fat storing hormone. So we need to do things to start to reduce cortisol, ashwagandha, great herb, holy basil, another great herb to start to reduce cortisol levels, as well as getting good sleep or attempting to get good sleep by supporting your liver, taking some great, great nutrition for your liver will help you to sleep better. What about gut dysbiosis? So getting your gut evaluated. In this case, you definitely need to be to an alternative care practitioner, doctor that can order the correct type of stool test. A GIMAP stool test would be the preferable stool test because it will definitely show you dysbiosis quite well. You're not only looking for just pathogenic bugs, the really nasty bacteria that can be in there, but you're also looking for the imbalance, the dysbiosis. The bad guys are more so than the good guys, which is what we don't want. We want to fix that. So gut dysbiosis, we talked about chronic stress, so doing things for your adrenal glands, critical, really important. And of course, like I said, disturbed sleep. So I hope these things help you. I hope this information tends to provoke some thought processes and maybe some discussions so you can be more proactive about your health. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, as well as YouTube. I'm also on podcasting. Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as some others. So please look for me there and subscribe. I hope this information is useful and helpful. Please leave some comments below. You can contact me if you like. My office phone number is 562-860-3404. That's my office phone number. My email address is draugustine@gmail.com. You can also contact me on social media. I'd love to hear your comments or thoughts. I'd love to answer your questions. So I hope this was helpful, and let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this process, and have a great, great day.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Ahead to Wellness in Buena Park, California.